Okay, let's unpack this. Are you, like me, sometimes just staggered by the sheer number of streaming
Oh,
services?
absolutely. They're all clamoring for your, hard-earned cash.
It feels like every time you turn around, there's another must-see show, but it's locked behind yet another subscription.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder if there's a way to navigate this whole entertainment jungle without constantly reaching for your wallet, right?
It absolutely does. We've kind of reached a point where content is so dispersed that the promise of a single affordable solution is, well, incredibly appealing.
And that's precisely where our deep dive takes us today. We've been looking into an application called a NatBox app, and we're drawing our information from a website that's dedicated to it. Now, this might not be a household name for everyone listening,
Probably not, no.
but it seems to be generating quite a bit of interest, particularly within Turkish-speaking communities.
Right.
So our goal today is to really understand what this NatBox app claims to be, what it supposedly offers, and maybe why it's apparently gaining such traction.
Exactly. It's about looking beyond just the surface claims and sort of considering the broader picture. What an application like this represents in the current media landscape.
Definitely. And the webpage we looked at, it certainly lays out a pretty compelling proposition.
It really does.
So according to this page, NatBox app is presented as an Android application.
Right, an APK. So the installation file for Android.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it boldly states it provides completely free access to, well, an enormous range of entertainment.
And what kind of range are we talking about?
We're talking over 1,000 live TV channels, with a big emphasis on Turkish language channels.
Okay.
Plus free live football matches, a vast selection of movies, classics, new releases, Turkish cinema, international stuff,
Wow, okay.
and even web series. And here's the kicker. They claim access to Netflix and Amazon Prime Video originals.
Without a subscription.
Without needing a subscription. That's the claim.
That's a very significant claim. The idea of bypassing those fees for premium content, that's undoubtedly a powerful motivator.
Oh, for sure.
It immediately raises, well, a few questions about how this is possible, legally and sustainably.
Absolutely. The webpage highlights this as a cost-effective alternative to traditional cable TV,
Right.
simply because, well, it doesn't cost anything.
Right. The free aspect is key.
And get this, they're reporting over 10 million
Ten
downloads.
million.
Yep. And a really impressive average rating, 4.7 stars from more than 280,000 reviews.
Those numbers, if they're accurate, definitely point to substantial interest and usage.
Makes you wonder how those numbers stack up against, legitimate platforms.
They do suggest a significant user base and generally positive feedback, at least based on what's presented on this specific web page.
Good point.
It's always worth considering how these metrics are gathered, though, and if they really reflect the full picture.
Okay, so let's dig into what this app actually does or what it claims to do.
Right, the core functionality.
It seems centered around offering this really wide variety of content, like we said, over 1,000 free live TV channels.
With that focus on Turkish channels.
Exactly. So if you're looking for news, entertainment, lifestyle, kids stuff in Turkish, this is supposedly the app for you.
That strong emphasis on Turkish content makes sense given the reported popularity there. Access to locally relevant stuff is a big driver.
And it doesn't stop with regular TV for sports fans, especially football fans.
Ah, yes, live sports, always huge.
The promise of free live football matches. They mentioned local and international games, streamed in high quality, no interruptions.
And no subscription costs, presumably.
You guessed it, no subscription costs. Now, is it really feasible for a free service to consistently deliver high quality live sports streams?
Well, live sports usually involve pretty significant broadcasting rights fees. Offering that for free and high quality with no interruptions. That would be an exceptional value, yes.
But it prompts questions, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
About the business model, the legality of the streams, all of that.
Then there are the movies. Apparently, Enin Appbox boasts this large collection. Classics, blockbusters.
Turkish films alongside international ones.
That's what they say. The claim is you can find pretty much anything you want all in one place. No need to jump between different platforms.
That consolidation is convenient, no doubt.
Sounds it.
But again, the sheer volume promised. It raises those questions about legal distribution, especially for newer films.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. The web series.
Okay.
They highlight a big selection across different genres. But the real head turner is that claim about Netflix and Prime Video exclusives.
Still free.
Still supposedly free,
Okay.
they explicitly state You can watch popular series from those platforms without needing their subscriptions.
That just sounds almost unbelievable. It immediately raises huge red flags about copyright and licensing.
You'd think so.
It's highly improbable that can be done legally without authorization from, you know, Netflix or Amazon.
Absolutely. Okay, let's shift to the top features the webpage emphasizes.
Right. What are they highlighting?
First up, those live sports channels we mentioned. Free streaming, high quality, no interruptions, no subscriptions.
It really does sound almost too good to be true, doesn't it?
It does. That combo is exceptionally rare, especially with sports rights being so valuable.
Indeed.
Then, the live TV channels. Again, that wide array of Turkish channels, supposedly in HD, no cable needed.
So, targeting cord cutters, perhaps?
Seems like it. Just open the app and watch, they say. Addresses that need for live TV without the cable bill.
But maintaining stable HD streams for over 1,000 channels, that requires serious infrastructure.
You'd imagine so. Then, free movies, they reiterate that vast collection, old and new, Turkish and international, all in the app.
The convenience factor again? A huge library at no cost is undeniably appealing.
Can't argue with the appeal.
But the source and legality, that remains the big question mark, especially for copyrighted stuff.
And this next one is a big selling point they push, ad-free content.
Ah, no ads.
Specifically, no disruptive ads, no pop-ups, just smooth streaming. They even point out that Turkish viewers prefer uninterrupted entertainment.
In a world where ads are pretty much everywhere on free streaming, that is a major draw, a significant perceived benefit.
Definitely a differentiator.
If it holds true.
Right. Finally, under top features, it's web series again. And they re-emphasize that selection, including that free access to Netflix and Prime Video originals.
Yeah, that claim just keeps standing out. And it really underscores the potential copyright issues.
Seems unavoidable. Providing premium content from other platforms without permission is,
yeah,
well, legally problematic.
It's highly problematic, yes.
Okay, the webpage also lists several advantages of using an AppBox app, as claimed, of course.
Let's hear them.
First off, unlimited entertainment without subscription. Pretty much sums up the core appeal, right?
Absolutely. Hits that desire for cost-free options right on the head.
They also mention seamless streaming with minimum buffering.
How do they claim to achieve that?
Optimized servers, high-speed connections, mm-hmm. promising a smooth experience even for live sports.
Hmm. Maintaining that consistency, especially with potentially millions of users on a free service, that's a huge technical challenge.
Feels like it.
Quality of streaming is critical. Minimizing buffering needs robust infrastructure, CDNs. That usually costs a lot.
Another advantage, user-friendly interface for easy navigation.
Okay, that's always important.
They claim it's simple, intuitive, easy to find what you want. A big plus for any app, really.
Definitely. A good UI is crucial, especially with tons of content.
Then there's global content access in a single app.
Meaning?
Access to international and local channels, entertainment, news, sports from all over, broadens the appeal beyond just one region, potentially.
For just a vast, diverse library, it could be a big draw.
They also tout use without registration and hidden fees.
So no sign-up needed.
Apparently not. Just download and watch instantly. No account, no unexpected charges.
That low barrier to entry probably helps explain those download numbers. Makes it super easy to just try it out.
Good point. No commitment.
Exactly.
And lastly, under advantages, regular updates.
To the content library.
Yes. Promising the app stays fresh with the latest movies, TV shows, live events. Keeping content current is key for engagement.
Essential to keep users interested, yeah. Provide something dynamic.
So why choose an AppBox? That's the next question the webpage poses.
And their answer.
Pretty straightforward arguments. It's completely free. Offers, they say, an endless supply of entertainment classic Turkish films, blockbusters, trending shows.
And that alleged free access to Netflix and Prime Video content again?
That's right back in there. Plus, the user-friendly interface and the fact it's specifically designed for Turkish audiences.
So hitting all those key motivators,
yeah.
Cost, content variety, ease of use, regional programming.
Exactly. It plays on what many viewers really want.
Makes sense.
Now, for anyone intrigued, the webpage does give a step-by-step guide on how to download and install it on Android.
Let me guess, it's not on the Google Play Store.
Correct. It involves clicking a download button on their site, then enabling unknown sources in your phone settings.
Ah, the sideloading process.
Yep. Then finding the downloaded APK file and installing it. That's step. Enabling unknown sources.
Yeah.
That's worth pausing on.
It is. It's standard for installing apps outside the official store, but users need to understand the risks.
What kind of risks?
It essentially opens your device to potentially installing malware or other unwanted software if the APK source isn't trustworthy.
And that brings us neatly to safety and legality.
The crucial part.
The FAQ on the webpage does address safety. It states the app is completely safe.
If downloaded from a reliable source, I bet.
You got it. And guess what they recommend as the reliable source?
Their own site.
Their own site. Classic tactic we see with these kinds of things, trying to ease user concerns.
It's a common approach, yeah. But users really need to use their own judgment and think about the wider risks.
Because if you scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page,
Oh, yeah, the fine print.
there's a disclaimer. It says the website is for promotional purposes only,
Okay.
that all files are for promotion, sourced from the web, and believed to be in the public domain.
Wait, public domain? That seems contradictory.
Massively contradictory, right? How can recent Netflix exclusives be in the public domain? Public domain means copyright expired or forfeited.
Exactly. That directly clashes with the claim of offering free access to current copyrighted premium content.
And there's more. They have a DMCA compliance statement and a contact email for copyright concerns.
Which, ironically, kind of highlights the potential legal problem.
Right. It suggests content could be removed if copyright holders complain. So while they say their download is safe,
The legality and long-term availability of the content itself looks highly dubious.
precisely. It really underscores the need for users to be aware of the potential risks involved here. Legal risks, security risks.
Absolutely. When a service offers stuff that's normally behind a paywall for free, you should be extremely cautious. Think about the ramifications for yourself.
Okay, one last logistical point. Platform availability.
Where can you use it?
The page is clear. Android only. Smartphones, tablets, Fire Stick, Android TV boxes.
No iOS. Specifically says not available for iOS, iPhones, iPads. Which makes sense, given the whole APK sideloading thing.
Yeah, that distribution method is pretty much an Android feature.
Okay, so let's try and recap the key takeaways from this deep dive.
Let's do it.
Edenot Box ACK, based on the website we looked at, presents itself as this free Android app.
Offering a massive amount of entertainment?
Yeah, loads of Turkish, live TV, live sports, movies, and crucially, that purported access to premium web series from Netflix and Amazon Prime Video.
All without subscription fees and supposedly ad-free.
And clearly targeting Turkish speakers with its content focus. The high download numbers reported suggest, well, significant user interest.
The core appeal is undeniably that free access angle, getting stuff that normally costs money through legit channels for nothing. But those claims, especially about premium content, need a huge grain of salt, especially when you see those disclaimers at the bottom.
Definitely a conflict there.
High degree of skepticism required.
So here's a final thought for you, the listener, to consider.
When an app offers this seemingly endless supply of premium entertainment for free, and the source, the legality, seems questionable at best, what might be the less obvious costs for you, the user? Think about potential risks to your device security from sideloading.
Good point. And the reliability. Will the streams actually work consistently? Will the app keep working long term?
And maybe the ethical side, too, accessing content through unofficial means.
Right. It really prompts you to think critically, doesn't it, about the true value of your entertainment and the potential trade-offs involved when you go for these seemingly free alternatives.